and security and the U.S. working to ramp up diplomatic pressure on Russia over Ukraine. The country at the center of it all is not sitting idly by. The Secretary of National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine told the AP on Monday that Ukraine has the capability to mobilize 2.5 million people at once if Russian troops invade. Oleksiy Danilov said Russian forces would be immediately repelled if they attacked. He said the entire group of law enforcement who can take weapons at once is 2 to 2.5 million people. And those who think that 100 to 120,000 Russian soldiers at the border can do something, could they advance on Ukraine? Well, yes, they can. But can they face an immediate repulse from here? Danilov said Russia's President Vladimir Putin wanted to demolish Ukraine, but would not be able to unless he internally destabilized the country. Groups of civilians across Ukraine are volunteering for military-style training to fend off a potential invasion from Russian troops. Far-right movement Azov and the National Corps welcomed hundreds on Sunday on the outskirts of the capital of Kyiv to teach them basic tactical maneuvers and weapons handling. The commander of the Azov battalion, Maxim Zorin, told the Associated Press the training camps were essential. He said, "Today we are talking about the Russian Federation's plan for a new attack against Ukrainian territories. And at the same time, we are talking about the absolute ineffective actions of the Ukrainian government. And that is why we took it upon ourselves to start training the civilian population." Ukrainian women in Kharkov, some 40 kilometers from Russia, were also joining the weapons training. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to host the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House as the West faces the prospect of a European energy crunch if Russia invades Ukraine. With more from Associated Press, here's Jackie Quinn.
The Middle Eastern nation of Qatar, friendly to the U.S., is one of the world's largest natural gas suppliers. President Biden's hosting its ruling leader, seeking a backup plan for fuel if Russia invades Ukraine and triggers an energy crunch in Europe. An energy expert at the Middle East Institute in Washington says even though Qatar is willing to help the U.S., it's going to be limited because there isn't excess supply of liquefied natural gas. Qatar's already producing at full capacity, with much of its supply under contract to Asia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile barrage targeting the eastern outskirts of the capital, Damascus, according to Syrian state media early Monday, citing a military source. Two Syrian military defectors have said the strikes targeted rugged areas northeast of Damascus near the town of Qutaifa. Here, near the Iranian-backed Lebanese Hezbollah group has a significant military presence and a weapons depot. The British government said Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received a report from an investigation into a lockdown breaching government parties. The cabinet official said senior civil servant Susan Gray has provided an update on her investigations to the prime minister. Johnson's office has promised the report will be published swiftly and the prime minister will address Parliament about its findings later. Some of Gray's findings are being withheld because of a separate police investigation into whether some of the gatherings broke COVID-19 laws. Exactly 1 week after Burkina Faso's president was overthrown in a military coup, the African Union has suspended the West African nation. The AU's Political Affairs, Peace and Security Department announced on Twitter on Monday that it had voted to suspend the participation of hashtag Burkina Faso in all AU activities until the effective restoration of constitutional order in the country. Police in Western Germany report two officers were shot and killed Monday during a pre-dawn traffic stop. Spokesman said officers were dispatched to the scene in the West Central Kusel district where they found the officers, a 24-year-old female and a 29-year-old male. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday he had tested positive for COVID-19 but was feeling fine and would continue to work remotely while the following public health guidelines. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die.